Blog Talk Radio.
To a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Holy cow. What a couple of crazy months it's been with everything going on in this whole wide world. Thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are listening around the world. I have listeners from Australia to France, Germany, Italy, Myanmar, Chile, I think it is. Brazil, I think, all kinds of people. Thank you all so much for tuning in. The United States, all over, thank you so much. Wow. Republican Marjorie Greene, who will pretty much be Georgia's next 14th district congressman because the Democrat candidate basically dropped out. Kevin And the sale deal, he's going to drop out. He did, basically. He was so far, it wasn't even a race, so he's gone. Wow. I don't know if they can bring in someone at the last minute, but he was, so far, wouldn't even have been sort of like when, in Indiana, when you have, a Republican and Democrat, and then you have, a Libertarian, and he gets, 100 votes. Let me see here. Donald J. Trump spoke about how with these California wildfires and stuff and Western state wildfires and stuff, urging states to properly manage their forest management. You grow new trees and you cut down some trees and keep the cycle of life going. What a concept. Candace Owens. Why else does this happen? It's these people in the media and athletes and stuff that are go ahead, shoot pops, it's okay. Democrats want to disarm police officers. No tear gas, no this. Yeah. Okay, I can't wait to live in that kind of country. I think they just want to, I don't know, I'll get into what I really believe is the thing behind this. But, they can have, NFL players can have rapist names on their, we're not talking he was convicted of this. I'll get into that. It's clear what the Democrats want, what they want to eliminate. They want to eliminate anyone who doesn't support what they support. They're basically declaring war on our values and our freedoms. And if you value anything about America, you need to be on the right side. 100 Black Lives Matter protesters who obviously don't work or do anything, shut down the New York City George Washington Bridge. Sorry, it's not about Black Lives Matter anymore. They don't care. They're about destroying this country. They don't care. That's why they have people go to campuses, like campus reform, and they say, what do you think about this? When they say, what about doing this or doing this? When it's a Biden idea or it's a Kamala Harris idea, they agree with it. I support this. And then when they find out later, it's Trump. What, Trump? Yeah, Trump is the one that's proposed this. Trump did this. If they would have said, what do you think about this or that? It's amazing. I'll get into that. A blow for Nebraska on medical cannabis and stuff, legalization and all this, and also Manchester United and so much more. So let me see if I can get this to come up. Huh. welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Let me see how to go. I love phones. Okay. Philippians 2:13. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Think about that as you're going through your day to day, and thank you so much for tuning in, because this is a crucial, I mean, people need to wake up, because our very America is at stake. Because there are literally Democrats that are under the table like, well, as long as Trump's president, we're not going to do anything to stop these riots. We're just going to keep people protesting, rioting, burning buildings, doing all this. Oh, so if Biden becomes president, you're magically going to stop it, but you're not now. Most of the people affected by these riots are like, okay, I'm done with it. I'm not supporting. I don't know how any of these Democrat cities that have riots and they're shooting cops and all this stuff, I don't know how anyone can support that mayor with these riots and burning buildings and looting and trashing. I don't know how people continue to vote Democrat year after year after year in Chicago and in Portland and in, like, Baltimore. Do you know how just Baltimore is one of the worst cities to live in? At one time, I was told, like, Gary, Indiana is, like, one of the most violent cities. But, you know, look at Baltimore. It's a crab hole. It's a third world country, but that's Democrat run year after year after year after year after year. And people just keep voting for it. When governors and mayors in these cities, I don't know in these cities, like Seattle or Portland or whatever, if like the mayors or governors are up for election or not, but when they are, if they get reelected, I have no pity for them. If they're going to, oh, we'll keep burning, you know, the governor's going to give them damn matches and gasoline and say, set these buildings on fire, here you go. Go to setbuildingsonfire.washington.gov. I mean, if you vote for these, I don't know how people can see Baltimore and be like, yeah, let's keep it. If Baltimore was a restaurant, you would have stopped going a long time ago and never went back. You would have been like, okay, I'm a owner of this place and we're shutting it down. We're getting new management. We're running it differently. These Democratic cities are like basketball teams. You'd be done with them. And okay, we're getting new. You'd be fired so fast. You'd be fired faster than Dave Moyes as a manager of Manchester United. But people don't care. It's going to be interesting because to see California go red, I could see it. There's a gay guy that did, instead of YMCA, he did MAGA. And it's a cover, and people like, well, supposedly, I always thought that the village people, and I'm not being offensive, but I always thought that was like a persona. I didn't know they were actually gay. I thought that was just their persona, like their stage thing. Ricky Rebel did a song called MAGA, a parody of YMCA, and they're livid. He's had death threats, like on Twitter and stuff. You should be killed, not in all this, because I guess YMCA is like a national anthem for like gay people. And they're like livid, and like, well, the village people gave Trump permission to use that song, a Macho Man. They're like, hey, have you seen a Trump rally? Look at a Trump rally. You'll find Native Americans, Asians, Blacks, gays, lesbians, Hispanics, white people, Jewish people. Every race, color, and creed goes to a Trump rally. You know, like that one pastor said from that video from California, you know, we start turning America into Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, what the Democrats want is, see, my hope comes from Jesus. Everything in my life comes from Jesus. And they want people to look at the government the way people look at God, like, oh, don't worry, the government will fix everything. If you want free health care, go to North Korea. Trust me, go to North Korea if you want free health care. Yeah. There ain't any. If you're lucky, they'll have like an old soda bottle that they'll fill with who knows what it is, and that'll be your IV if you're lucky. That's if you're like the very wealthy and the elite. And if you're very high up elite in the established class, and you're like one of the biggest supporters of the regime, and he allows a doctor to come in to treat a certain ailment, and you have that, you may get treated. And you're not going to thank anyone but the dear leader. And you can't screw up if you're the doctor, because they'll kill you because you injured a supporter. But George's Marjorie Jean Greene basically has a direct shot to the 14th state district because her Democratic opponent, Kevin, dropped out. But it was like not even if he would have stayed in, he would have been blown out of water anyways. I mean, it wasn't even a contest. But still, I mean, like, imagine if you, like, got behind Kamala Harris and donated to her campaign or something, and she didn't go any further in the presidential nomination thing. I'd want my money back. I'd be calling up the thing where I can donate. Yeah, so where's the insurance on this so that if she drops out or whatever, I get my money back? I know, I think some people, I think, like, Buttigieg stayed in longer than, like, he knows he's not going to have a chance in heaven getting the nomination, but he's just, let me see how much more money I can, like, near the end of his campaign, if people were giving him money, I would be like, what are you doing? He's not going to, or maybe he thought that, look at all these people that are going to get out at the last minute. And then I think he could have been thinking that too, you know, like, I'm just going to kind of stay around here, and maybe a bunch of people will drop out. Now there's four left, and now, hey, I'm still in it now, so now I'm fourth in line. Now, people who live in South Bend know what America would be like. Because I've met people that, like, oh, I liked Bush as the governor of Texas, but when he came president, oh, no way. I don't know him as governor, because I didn't live there, but president, I can't really stand him. But we have, I think it was last show I talked about how it was like a gender reveal party with fireworks that set off the California wildfires. Well, you know, it's called forest management. It's called, there are ecologists that actually are foresters. That, okay, yeah, like, you want to take out, like, when you grow medical cannabis, you want to trim out some of the plant so you can get healthier stuff. And you get the forest in a way so that you can put some new stuff in and get more growth out of it and get better a forest and manage it better. And, well, I mean, imagine if you tried to go grow some nice colas. Well, look at that's all on the plant. No, the less you, because I have a tomato plant, like, near the edge of my thing, and it has one like this. Like, that's a tomato plant. And somehow a tomato plant's growing, like, near the edge, and all it's grown is one tomato. Like, it vined up, and this one tomato popped out. I've never seen anything like it. But it put all its energy into that one tomato. And that's what you got to do. You need to sit there. You want to get the forest so that it works for you. There is a thing of taking down too many trees, but there's also a thing of not taking down any and having too many. And it's nice to see, because, like, at the RNC, they had, like, horticulturalists, like, hey, you know, we got to do forest management. And the places where they actually do forest management, they don't have as much issue with this forest fires and stuff. But then I kind of feel like a lot of it just seems like California, where they're like, they have all the issues. But the problem they have, biggest thing in California, is oh, we have electricity issues. I guarantee you, because they show people, like, when they've had water restrictions, that, okay, that pool right there, that's probably about a year's worth of water for the average homeowner. That's what they're told they can use, and look at what he has. His pool's full. He's not worried about, you know, I guess you get fines if you, you know, whatever, but, like, this house uses about the electricity of about, in 1 month, they use about as much electricity as, like, 6 or 7 houses combined, if not, like, way more than that. And that's what they use, but, oh, you have to, why should I conserve my energy when that guy up there, I want to see him with that big $15 million mansion to have his electric bill the same as mine. Because I don't think they're restricting stuff on a even basis, like, well, you need to cut your electricity bill by 20%. Everyone does. But and with all these states that, oh, you can't do anything. You can't like cut down a tree. You can't do this. I have all the problems. And the people that actually, okay, yeah, we need to manage this for us. And we need to cut some trees here and start some new growth there. That way, when this fully comes up in 50 years, we can cut this down and these trees will be healthy and manage it. You know, it's just sad that we have a world today where cops are shot at. But to me, it goes back to that. The college campuses where they go there and they ask them, like, well, what do you think of this? Or what do you think of that? And when Kamala Harris is going to pass this, what do you think about it? Oh, it's great. It's great. It's great. That's actually Trump's idea. That's something Trump. And I guarantee, and they've done, like, where, you know, where they've gone, I've seen where they've gone to people. What do you think about this? This is something Donald Trump wants to do. Oh, they hate it. They hate it. And all these people hated it. But when they presented it as a Kamala Harris idea or a Biden idea, they, oh, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And that's the problem. These people don't know anything. If you have no police, who's there to protect? Oh, we'll protect ourselves. Yeah, okay. So let me get this straight. So if there's no police and I go into a bank to rob it, you're just going to come in and stop me from robbing the bank? I don't think so. We're going to police ourselves. Okay. Yeah, just wait till you need help. Who are you gonna call? Are you gonna set up like who's gonna be in charge of this policing yourselves? If you need help, who are you gonna call? What's the organization? All these people wanna get rid of the police except for Trump, and then they're the ones that are like, huh, what do I do? I don't know what to do. Help me. I need help. I was shot at. And what they should do is they should have, like, okay, you're shooting at, okay, you're for this, you're against the police, okay, that's fine. Okay, put your name on a registry. Yeah, we're just putting you in the database so that we're not going to come and help you. We're going to have it verified. We're going to have a strict verification system. We're going to make sure, yeah, we're not going to help you because, yep, sorry. You're saying F the cops, then screw you, buddy. But it's the media and these athletes. I mean, let me see here. I was never a slave owner, and you were never a slave, but you're going to take a knee for the injustice. No, Colin Kaepernick had the ability to say, hey, you know what? Look at where I come from. I didn't let my situation. No, I'm taking a knee. Because the American flag, because America was founded on slavery. Well, if that's the case, then you better burn every dang flag, because every single country has had some form of slavery at some point in their lives. See, France had kings and queens until, look at this. Oh, let me see here. Yeah, they're having lobster and filet mignon again, and they got 24 karat gold plates they're eating out of. They have glasses made out of fused diamonds. And here I am, okay, I'm eating my dog's excrement because I can't afford anything. I have no money. And then they finally said, okay, hey, if we're going to be living in the streets, staying there homeless, and you're living like $1 million, something's going to change, and that's what happens. And we're one step away from seeing, you're about one step away from seeing a revolutionary war, because we're tired of seeing people in Congress 58 years. Oh, I'm going to, when I become president, I'm going to fix stuff. I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I'm going to tell you what to do, but I'm going to do whatever I want to do. I'm going to tell you, you need to wear a mask. You have to be home. You can't do whatever you want to, but I'm going to go out to the salon. I'm going to go to the bars. There are so many politicians that have been caught at restaurants with live music when they're telling the rest of their state, you can't have live music, you can't perform, and can't do this. I mean, Governor Whitmer was, her hubby was caught putting a boat in the water when she's telling everyone else, you can't be on the water on your boat, you can't go to your guest, your second house if you have one, you can't do this, all these things you can't do, and all these Democrats are getting caught doing it. Lightfoot's getting her hair done when she's telling everyone, oh, you can't get your hair done, you can't be, you got a 6 feet distance, you can't do this, you can't do that. People are seeing through all this. I don't know how you can sit there and say, okay, well, I don't know how someone can't see Nancy Pelosi not following the rules and getting busted and saying that, that's just like all these people when Bill Clinton got caught with Monica Lewinsky. Oh, well, that's just the Republicans trying to get rid of Bill. No. It's either he's the president of the United States. Does it matter? Does it matter? I don't care who it is. Doesn't matter. He represents America. He represents the United States of America. He should be a role model for people. Role models aren't perfect, but, you know, okay, yeah, I made a mistake. I'm stopping. When it's like the fifth woman, and like happened multiple times, like this one Secret Service agent, well, when did you finally realize that Hillary Clinton, that you knew that Hillary knew about all these women Bill was with? It wasn't too long after that I could tell that she knew that he was with everyone. Like the Oval Office was a revolving door. They were coming and going faster in Grand Slams on free Grand Slam Day at Denny's. But you have these black people that are harassing at the hospital. Cops are leaving their job left. Why am I going to, you know, who cares? Let's say I arrest these people. They're just going to let them go. These Democrat mayors are just letting them go. They don't care. We're going to trash America. That's what we're going to do. We're going to trash America. That's what we're going to do. Trash America. Well, if Biden gets elected, I'll stop these riots. We'll stop them now. See, I keep these things going. The more these cities like Portland and Seattle and all this crap happens, the more this crap goes on, the more Trump's just going to landslide to here because people are tired of it. Because they're seeing their governor not do anything. They're seeing their mayor just not do anything. It's not like, well, no one's saying, well, the governor asked for help and Trump said no. They can't, because the governor hasn't asked for help. Trump's sitting there, okay, I've got National Guard waiting. What the Democrats want from this election and what they want in general is they want a one-party, a one-class rule. They want 100% one-class rule. And what I mean by that is they want to eliminate the Republican Party. They basically want to, because I feel like we've had one party for the longest time. It's kind of been like, imagine if you have like a one-meter race. Winner takes all, $1 million. The winner gets $1 million. Well, guess what? You have a Republican and Democrat running. Okay, this guy wins the race. it doesn't matter if the Republican or Democrat wins, $1 million went to this person. Who cares? It's not about trying to get second or third. It's not like you get here's like $100 for a second play or whatever. No. It's all or nothing. But guess what? In the end, you both ended up at the same spot. It didn't matter if you're the Republican or Democrat, you got to the same end point, the end of the race, the same spot. It's not like one went in a different direction. And for the longest time, that's what we've had. Well, the politicians have already won. So if the politicians are the first place that wins, it doesn't matter if the Republican or Democrat president candidate comes in there, because the RNT don't mean anything. That's why they spend 20 years saying they're going to fix the VA and 30 years saying they're going to put some sort of thing at the wall. That's why they pass a thing to put a border fence and half of it gets built and where's the money for the other half? Or if they didn't build all the fence, where'd the rest of that money go? What did, you know, and all this. And that's the thing people don't realize. People need to wake up. Because the Republicans and Democrats for the longest time have been running a race and they get to the same endpoint, the same finish line, but neither one really wins. I mean, the big politicians, they got their money, they got that first place prize, but these two, and they try to make you think that, well, this is why you need to support me in this race. Well, that's why I need, okay, well, unfortunately, you need to go the other way. Well, this is the only way we can go. And that's the big problem. You have two parties that basically there's no difference between, because if the Democrats were really so great, then look, why is Baltimore a crap hole? Why is South Chicago so bad if it's Democrat run year after year after year, pushing social justice, all of a sudden? Why? If one party was so great, you would have one party rule. You'd literally have Democrats running this thing with the Democratic House and Senate. If Republicans were so great, you would have a Republican president in the House and Senate that's mainly Republican year after year after year. But it goes Republican, Democrat, back and forth. It will go 4 years for a Democrat president, then it will go 8 years and back and forth. It will go eight and eight, back and forth. That's why you went Reagan, Republican, 8 years with Reagan. Then 4 years you went with the first Bush. Then you went 8 years of Clinton, then 8 years of Bush, then 8 years of Obama, now Trump. It was, if you look at that, it was basically a Reagan Republican, then a Republican that didn't really work out that well. Then you went from a Republican like that to 8 years of a Democrat, to 8 years of a Republican, 8 years of a Democrat, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And now the Democrats, I think, want to try to get it to where it's a one-party system where, okay, you're going to support what we support, or mm-mm. And that's what they want to do. They want to, this is what it is. You know, we're going to have a one-party rule. You're either, like Adolf Hitler, you're with us or you're against us. And it's scary. I got about 30 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. I mean, they're going to try to end the filibuster. They're going to try to make the Republican Party useless. Like I've said before, with the Supreme Court, they're going to try to, okay, if this is going to go to the Supreme Court, they're going to try to write it in a way that I don't care if it's all conservative justices. This is how you have to side on this issue because of the way they did it. They're going to write it in a way so that the only way they can side with it is in favor of the Democrat way. Pardon me. But, sort of like Obamacare. Well, Unfortunately, Obamacare, it's unconstitutional as a law. So they reintroduce it the next time to the Supreme Court as a tax. Well, if you would have came with it as a tax the first time, we would have had to vote yes on it because taxes are illegal. And that's what they're going to do. If it doesn't pass, or they'll find out, how can we get it passed? How can we get it past the Supreme Court? How can we write it so that they have to say yes to it or support it, even though they don't want to? And that's what they're going to do. How can we, if we're not going to get the Supreme Court justices we want, the liberal, anti-American, socialist, communist, comrade Supreme Court justices, how do we send bills to them or issues to them in a way that they have to vote one way? They have to vote our way. And that's going to be the big issue. Because that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to get it to where, okay, if you don't want to do this, you do it. Well, we're going to make sure it happens. We're gonna bring this out to the Supreme Court in a way so that this is the only way you can vote. Well, you don't want Obamacare, but since it's a tax, you have to allow it. You have to allow Obamacare because a tax is legal. Yeah, not many people realize that taxes are legal. So if they associate a tax with anything, they can get you to do whatever they want you to do as long as they associate a tax with it. And that's a scary thing. They can make you wear whatever they want to. They can say, we're going to have a healthy tax. Yep, that's right. We're gonna put a 50-cent tax on any sugared drink you buy. And they do it in New York. And people don't see that. Like, okay, we can force you. Yeah, you can have a gun, but it's a $25 tax a day to have the gun. Yep, I'm going to take away everyone's conceal and carry permits, and you have to get another one, and it's going to be you rent the permit by day. It's a tax you have to pay to have your permit every day. To where, oh yeah, you can have a gun, but you got a $30 a day for the permit. They're going to make it, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to find loopholes like they do to, like Hillary Clinton does. She's going to have to pay taxes. They're going to find loopholes. Well, how can I start a charity organization I can raise money for that I can donate, I can take my money and donate to this charity, write it off my taxes, so I don't have to pay taxes, and guess what, and then I'll go on a vacation, I'll use the money to pay for a trip to Florida so I can speak and get paid to speak. I'll have it to where they put me up in a hotel they'll pay for these expenses, so not only will I get, I'll fly down there. The charity will pay for it. I speak on behalf of the charity. I get put up in everything. I get paid to speak. Cha-ching! I mean, these wonderful Black Lives Matter workers, I mean, oh, let's shut down the New York's George Washington Bridge. People are tired of this crap. Now, I don't know at what point Trump can actually step in and say, okay, I'm sending in, because he has the legal right to say, okay, go in there and handle business. But it's called federalism. Trump should be taking care of the federal stuff. The mayors and governors take care of the state stuff. And it's obviously they don't want to do anything. And people realize that, hey, this is not Trump's fault. This is stupid idiots that, okay, so you're really going to stop these riots once, if Trump doesn't get reelected, well, then you can do it now, you're done. Because I don't see people voting for these fools, these clowns. I don't know how you can. I mean, it's just sad. Okay, let's shoot cops. But part of the problem is, Imagine if they tried to block the George Washington Bridge and people said, okay, I'm adding gas. I'm not letting... What if the semi said, okay, well, my semi's not governed. I'm cranking this bad boy as fast as I can. If I can get 70 miles an hour or whatever, I'm going to run these people over. I'm going to see them. Good luck. Let me tell you, I'll protest all you want all day long with anybody, but let me tell you something. If the semi's coming, I'm getting out of the road. I'm just telling you right now. You know, Trump is up for 2 Nobel Peace Prizes. I still remember. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh, I can't believe it, dude. Well, Trump is going to, dude, we're going to have nuclear war. Well, where's the nuclear war? Trump is like, to be honest with you, Trump, in my opinion, is the most anti-war president. I will do everything in my power to to never go to war. He's actually pulling troops out, not because there were people like, what are we still doing here? And the problem I've seen is I've heard a lot of people. It's like, okay, yeah, they just kind of lay low, and you know, when people get pulled out, then they. Like they recruit under the table, and then these terrorist groups, and then when, okay, they make it sound like everything's nice and neat, and then as soon as we leave, okay, then they start terrorizing again. But it's just crazy. Dear law enforcement, the radical leftist mob does not speak for us. We do not hate you. We appreciate you. We do not wish you violence, but protection and applause. We do not cheer when you are injured or killed. We pray and mourn. We stand strong with you because you stand strong with us. Thank you, we the people. Yeah, if you ever see a police officer getting attacked, stand up, help out. The problem you have is you have these little kids who are like 3 years old holding up signs that say F the police. And there are municipalities now that are they want to put something where the city council, they want to make 16-year-olds be able to vote. I don't think so. At 16 years old, I wouldn't have known enough to be a con. I'd have been like, okay, let me see here. Because their viewpoint is their thinking is that 90% of these little 16-year-old teen boppers is Amy Biden supporter. He's hip and cool. No, he needs to be getting serious help because he's got dementia issues, and it's just sickening that they're parading him around. He don't know what he's doing. That's a fact, and a fact that I don't like pushing because it's sick. It's because there are people that act like remember I've said this on the program. Remember this. Well, what is the Supreme Court? They want to push stuff in the Supreme Court so that, well, if you would have came with Obamacare as a tax the first time, we would have had to vote yes on it because it's legal as a tax. There you go. They're going to give stuff to the Supreme Court so that this is what it really is, but they're going to get it because the director of Cuties defends it as feminists, not child pornography. Oh, so if I sit there and I take little 4-year-old girls and 6-year-old boys and 10-year-old little girls, and I parade them around naked and have them strip. That's not child pornography. That is eclectic, youthful art. See, as a Freudian, Sigmund Freud, you don't get the art of it. I can't even pronounce the woman's name. Because it's not even, it has like apostrophes and two, I don't know what her name is. But it's child pornography, dear. It's child pornography. It's not feminist. It's feminist. It's not child pornography. Oh, so I guess as long as every girl is, as long as it's all girls in the video and they're, no matter what age they are, they can prance around naked and you can say it's feminist, it's not child pornography. Really? Oh my. That's what's wrong with this country. Oh, don't worry. You don't need to go to church. You got Netflix. You don't need to worship God. We got a government. Biden will be your savior. Lord. Like that pastor said, when you start turning into America into Sodom and Gomorrah. It's sad. Don't worry, folks. The government will save you. I mean, the Democrats already are trying to keep you from going to church. What you need to do, everyone out there listening, this is what you need to do, folks. You need to go to wherever you work and open up full bore. We're peacefully protesting, and what we're doing is we're basically supporting social justice by, you know, we're sticking it to all these racist people by opening up our doors and saying that since we're opening up our doors, we're supporting social justice and we're peacefully protesting. If they can have riots for peacefully protesting and we can have our business open to peacefully protest. Yeah, because how can they, it's a win-win. You keep your business open and, because that's what some churches are doing. They're opening the door saying, hey, welcome to the Sunday protest. Come on in. We're going to protest the government. We're going to protest Joe Biden. And we're going to protest Satan and praise God. I mean, Nebraska had on their, a thing that was going to, a vote that was going to go through November 3rd on the ballot. This is what I'm talking about. And there's an obscure law in Nevada, like if you have a measure on the, that's going to be on the ballot, it can only be one measure. You can't have like a, in this measure, we're going to vote on this and this. It can only, you could have 10 measures, but they have to be 10 different things. You can't have one measure that has 10 things that you vote on. And Nebraska's highest, the Supreme Court, the state court of Nebraska killed a 2020 medical marijuana initiative because of that rule. Because a Republican who didn't want people to have access to safe, effective medical marijuana, he found that, oh, well, there's an obscure law that says that you can't have two measures on a ballot. You'd have to have two separate ballots, ballot A and ballot B, and those, and they'd be two different initiatives. Now, I'm sure, I'm wondering if they can do that and say, well, can we put these two measures into two separate things and put them on the ballot? I'm sure if they, I don't know how they can't, because if you can only have one measure, can only have single measures, you can't have like two, you can't have like two issues per measure, you can only have one issue per measure basically. Like we're going to vote on Prop 119, let's say, and here are the two things you're voting on. You can't do that. You'd have to have one, you'd have to have Prop 119 and Prop 120, and have, this is the issue for measure one, this is the issue for measure two. If you have like something that you plan to vote on, you can't have two different measures or issues basically in the same thing. You'd have to have two separate ones, one for this and one for that. And I don't know how, and I think they could easily do that. I think if that's truly what they lost on, then why can't they take these measures? Okay, we're going to do two measures on the ballot. There's this measure and that measure. because they have worked so hard to get. And we're not talking recreational. We're talking medical. Because some of these states, I mean, you have to try every single solitary drug. If you haven't tried every single prescription, if Lortab works, you have to use it. You can't use medical cannabis if you want to. You have to try every single solitary prescription. I mean, like if there's 75 arthritis medication, you have to try every single one of them. Even though your doctor may say that, nope, okay, this drug and this drug are identical. It's just one, they add a molecule onto it that doesn't change anything the drug does, and it doesn't change it, but it's enough to get a whole new patent, a whole new drug name, a whole new everything. And guess what? You have to try every, okay, this one's not going to work because you've been on it, but by the state measure, you have to try every single prescription. That's the same thing with the steroid. They had to chain, and they would just add molecules to it that wouldn't change anything about what this. It's a different steroid, so it's a different thing, new molecules. So they get, when they realized that, hey, what they were doing, it wasn't changing the structure of the thing. And that's what's, you know, hopefully I think they can get the two separate measures with one issue on each, A and B, and be done with it. Because I thought it was Nebraska. It might be Wyoming, like where you have to try like every single prescription, or you basically, your doctor can prove to them that, okay, this and this are identical. Like, hey, we've tried Nexium and Prilosec, which are basically the same medication. Like for narcolepsy, then Novigil, the Novolog and Provolog, the exact same. They just turned the molecule 180 degrees and got a whole new patent for the same medication, 100%. And that's what's going on here. You know? And the one state I looked at is like, okay, but what the guy told me was, he goes, but if you can prove that, hey, this medication is like, basically, if this one doesn't work, this one won't work, you know, and you can try like three of them, and then, okay, if none of these three work, well, these are basically identical, to, you know, and then maybe if you go through all the bullcrap, you can get them, okay, yep, okay, we'll let it go, yeah, since these, you know, you tried enough of them. So, but it's just one of those things that they're using all these loopholes and all this, you know. Well, they should have said, you know, then why wasn't, when it was introduced, why didn't they say, well, you can't have two issues. You have to have, if you're going to have an initiative on the ballot, you have to have one initiative for each issue. Each measure. So if you want to put this on the ballot to vote for it, you can only have one issue per thing. So if you want to, if it comes to something on like raising the tax to help pay for new school buses, if there's like, how do you, like, where do you want that money to come from? And I mean, if you have like, if it's not a yes or no question, you know, if it's not this is one issue, yes or no, basically. Well, we're voting on this and this, and, you know, well, you can't. Then you'd have two separate things. Why someone didn't catch that in the very beginning, saying, well, hey, if you want to come and put this on the ballot, introduce it as this bill, and you're good to go. Cat came in the studio, but yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, that like they get on obscure technicalities, which most municipalities wouldn't care, you know. And the funny thing is, why didn't they say, okay, well then why don't you just put this as measure A and this is measure B, and there's one for each, and there you go, done. It's like, well, since this is how you introduce it, it's like. Like, damn, the dude, I think, really doesn't, because I know so many people, like, don't believe in it, period. Like you shouldn't be able to have it at all. It's the most deadliest, dangerous thing, and they're just stupid. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks. And as you know, we had COVID-19, so that's why Manchester United is the only team that's spending money, because it's not going to be a normal transfer window for Manchester United. No, because COVID-19, and granted, I mean, Tottenham has 3 players signed, and they're, oh yeah, we'll take Reguilon for $30 million with a buyback clause in it. No problem. We'll consider Bale. Yeah, they're looking into putting in a bid for Bale. And we, you know, Jack Grealish just signed a long-term contract to stay at Aston Villa. Smalling, supposedly the deal with Roma is kind of done because they offered $15 million. I'm like, take it, get him out of here. Hell, you want a bag of crisps for small? Hell, we'll take a bag of crisps, take Smalling, get him out of here. Please. And I guess United didn't want to pay that. That's not enough. We want more for Smalling. Take 15 million pounds and run. I think they were hoping that, and I think I said this on last week's program, that they were hoping that, like, look at all these players that went for next to nothing, so that what we can do is simple. We're going to, hey, look at what these players went for. No, people, I don't think the transfer windows affected the money. I mean, yeah, they're not getting what they probably could get out of some of these players, but it's not enough to where it's like, wow, he's a 75 million pound player and he went for 30 because of COVID. No, he's a 75 million pound player and he's probably going for 60, maybe 65. It's not much. It's not that, you know. And Borussia Dortmund, there's so much we want for James Sancho. Take him or leave him. We're not going to ever budge. And they have no right. They have all the right to, because no one's going for, like, ridiculously low prices to where we can say, hey, look at what happened. He went for less, and no. All these teams are buying and buying and selling and trading, and we're like, okay, we got one in, and that happened in one day, but now we're at, like, a standstill. I mean, I feel sorry for Ollie because he's the one that, and if all we, I mean, if we don't get anybody else, if all we end up getting is Donny van de Beek, and you have Chris Smalling that's on the payroll, and you have Rojo, and you have Matic, not Matic, but you have Juan Mata, and you have some of these players that are still getting paid. Chris Smalling and Phil Jones. But then you can still have players that, hey, well, I saw what Alexis Sanchez got. Let's talk, because I don't want that much. I'm way better than him. That's what he got. You better up your game. And United are so Dutch and cheap. It's not even funny. But I mean, it's just sad. Like, we need to be getting some players in so that they can have time to acclimate. And I honestly, there are a lot of people that say that, okay, Bruno Fernandes came from this transfer budget, so good luck. I mean, how do you expect anyone to do anything at United if they won't sell the dead wood and they won't bring anyone in? Okay. I would give away the players. Chris Smalling, Phil Jones, Juan Mata. We'll take any. Yeah, you give us a bag of crisps, huh? He's yours. You can have him. Have fun. I mean, heck, if they get 5 million pounds, if someone wants 15 million for Chris Smalling, take it. Take it and run. That's not going to happen. We're not going to do anything. I hope we get another signing. I don't know. The way it looks, I don't see us doing any deals. Like, Donny van de Beek is like, okay, wow. Like, I bought Kraft when that happened. I don't know. I mean, if we don't get Jadon Sancho, then I mean, because we were linked to Reguilon, but now that Tottenham said, "Oh, we'll pay that. We'll pay what you wanted, the 30 million plus the buyback clause and plus this." And I hope Reguilon does them so amazing that they. I hope the buyback clause is something where they can buy him back instantaneously within, like, okay, yeah, we're gonna buy him back now. He's good. We'll take him. We were afraid he wasn't. We just wanted to see how well he did. And if he started out really well and started to score a lot of goals, we're going to take him back. Yeah. So it's just one of those things, you know. But I don't know. I mean, this whole COVID-19 thing, the 2020, and you got all this, and everyone's spending money, and we're not spending it. Well, I'm sorry, but all I need is to be saying, okay, Phil Jones, you need to find somewhere else. We don't want, you're not my plans. Ashley Young, you're not my plans. Alexis Sanchez, you're not my plans. Juan Mata, you're not my plans. And get all these players, like some of them have gone. And we need to get more of this deadwood gone. Some of these players could pay the wage of a new player. I mean, I feel sorry for Ollie that he's stuck in this. I mean, Alex Ferguson, it was pulling teeth. He was pulling teeth to get players and do this. It's just sad. Because we're one of the biggest clubs in the world, and they treat it like a business. So, I don't know. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that you feel a part of. I got about 90 seconds left. You know, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, stand up for what you believe in. You should never be afraid to stand up for what you believe in, no matter where you live, no matter what you do. Because if you can't stand up for whatever you believe in, then they've already won. I mean, like, I was just tuning in right now, and I guess Biden's hosting a Hispanic event thing. Some Hispanic heritage event. Isn't that interesting? A guy that's racist as all get out is holding a Hispanic heritage event. Nice. Now remember, if you have to choose between me or Trump, you ain't Mexican. Or black or Asian or anything but white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night all, and God bless.